Chapter 3. Bernard pulls, Tim pushes, Con goes with both of them, and they all end up in the houseboat's cramped little bedroom and tumbling down onto the bed that takes up basically all of it. There's enough room for two medium-sized people to fit in it comfortably, but there are three of them here, and Con himself is definitely no one's idea of a medium. He really can't bring himself to mind. Tim pulls Con's sunglasses out of his hair and kisses the back of his neck. Bernard kisses his mouth. Con gets a hand on both of them and wraps them up in his TTK. It feels good. He can feel them. It feels really good, in fact. "Nightstand?" Tim says as he passes Con's glasses to Bernard. "Yeah," Bernard says, and breaks away to twist around and set his glasses on the nightstand, all nice and neat. Then he starts rummaging through the drawer for something while Con skims his hands up his stomach and over his chest curiously, and Tim keeps kissing the back of Con's neck and down between his shoulder blades, his own hands wandering all sorts of fun places. "Fuck, they should have done this years ago," Con thinks feelingly. Tim said he knew Bernard from way back in high school, right? So they absolutely could have just christened the Justice Cave first thing. Red Tornado admittedly might have kicked their asses for it, but still, Con would have taken that particular hit. Getting his hands on Pink Kryptonite might have been an issue too, but whatever. Tim's always been a plan guy, and Con's at least semi-resourceful. They could have figured something out. And Con definitely would have done this years ago, if he'd known this was something he could actually do. Bernard twists back around on the bed. He has a box full of condoms and a fat tube of lube in hand, and Con wants to completely empty both of them before the weekend's over. "Good priorities," he says approvingly, then kisses Bernard again. It's not quite as effortless as kissing Tim is, but since they've never saved each other's lives or co-liberated any planets or been in a war together, Con assumes that's normal and makes sense. At least, it seems like it makes sense. Look, he doesn't kiss all that many civilians for extended periods of time, okay? At least, not anymore. And really, Tim might also just be the kind of person who is genuinely insane enough to have gone and pre-formulated a detailed plan of how to kiss literally everyone he knows as mind-meltingly as possible, just in case. Like, that could absolutely be a thing with Tim. Who's he kidding? There's no way whatsoever that's not a thing with Tim. His own personal version of Batman's Take Down the Justice League plans. On that note, the devil that Con is speaking of is tugging at the back of his jacket. "Con?" Tim murmurs quietly against his ear, his breath all soft and warm against it, and his voice something Con would and has followed into hell. "Is this? And get this fucking thing off me." Con groans, burying his face in Bernard's neck as he attempts to shrug out of his jacket without popping any seams with super strength, or just absolutely fucking shredding the thing with TTK. Tim gets the fucking thing off him. Bernard drops the condoms and lube against the already rumpled bed that, to Con's enhanced senses, smells like him and Tim and so much sex. And then cups Con's face in his hands and kisses him again and again, all long and lingering and so... "Stay gentle with him, babe," Tim says as he leans forward to drape Con's jacket over the headboard and runs a hand up his back, which is a lot easier to feel without all that heavy, studded leather in the way. Con likes it a little sweet. Con would ask how he even fucking knows that, but it's Tim. Of course he knows that. Con can only assume that Tim stalker freak Drake actually asking him for his safe word and hard nose was just him attempting to be polite and not creepy about already having a full psychological breakdown of them all just chilling somewhere on the bat computer. "Oh, yeah, that makes sense," Bernard muses distractedly between kisses, his fingers curling against Con's face. "Heavy hitter, right? And the tank, you probably don't get too much gentle, huh? I guess, Con says, barely keeping himself from squirming between them. We'll be gentle with you, Tim promises, low and soft as his fingers trail back down Con's spine. Con bites his lip. Would you like that, Con? Would it make you feel good? I promise you, I am feeling so fucking much right now, man. Con near to chokes as he digs his fingers into the mattress, and Bernard laughs underneath him. Yeah, I'm feeling some things too, big guy, he says slyly, wagging his eyebrows at him and slipping a very unsubtle thigh up between Con's own. Con very badly wants to kiss him again. So he does. Tim's fingers tug lightly at the zipper of his suit. A question, again. Or maybe a request this time. Con moans as encouragingly as he can without breaking off the kiss, and Tim pulls his zipper down and exposes the bare skin of his back beneath it. You really don't wear anything under this, Tim muses as he pushes the thin fabric apart. And you still don't have any scars. Seriously, Photoshop fucking dreams of these kinds of results. Bernard huffs wryly, pressing light little kisses that are making Con breathless along the line of his jaw. His fingers draw down the other side of Con's face, and Con already wants to moan and writhe and whine for them. He's not quite to that point yet, but he's getting there. Like, embarrassingly easily, in fact. He'd maybe like to blame the kryptonite for that, but he knows damn well it's not the kryptonite. It's just been a while, he guesses. Tim tugs Con's unzipped suit down his shoulders, and Bernard rubs his thigh up tighter between Con's. Con has to bite his tongue again or risk fucking embarrassing himself running back against it. Jesus, look at you, Bernard mutters, pressing his fingertips in lightly behind the corner of Con's jaw. Con hears his own heart skip a beat. He knows baseline humans can't hear that kind of thing, that neither Tim nor Bernard possibly could have noticed, but it's so fucking loud in his ears that he could almost forget that fact. He used to not be able to hear that kind of thing either, but now it always just seems so obvious. Well, if you want something to look at, babe, Tim trails off, and Con moves back with his little tugs and points of pressure, and ends up on his knees with his gloves and sleeves stripped off and the top of his suit pushed down low around his hips, baring his chest and stomach and leaving him naked to the waist, still straddling Bernard with Tim right behind him. Wow, Bernard says, just staring up at him. The only point of contact left between them is Bernard's denim-covered thigh pressing up just shy of Con's half-hard dick and the sleek fabric of the suit covering it. Con wants Bernard to touch him more, wants to touch him more himself, wants Tim to take his suit off completely when Con's the total goddamn moron who didn't even think to take his stupid boots off before he got into this bed. He waits instead. He told Tim he'd be a good boy for him, and he wants to know how far Tim wants to take that. So he waits. Con's jacket is still hanging over the headboard. The L crest on the back is very, very visible, and there's kryptonite in the pocket. And when Con found out what that specific kind of kryptonite was supposed to do to him, well, when he found out this was the first phone call he made, the first place that he wanted to go. And that part definitely wasn't because of the kryptonite. Not as anything more than a catalyst, anyway. Con wonders if it's weird that he just, like, wanted to do this so easily, kryptonite or not. Kara seemed weirded out, so maybe it is. He can't really see how he could have felt any different, though. Con, Tim says tightly, and Con glances back over his shoulder at him and finds him watching him with steady, searching eyes. Tim's hands are sliding forward over his hips and down low over his stomach, and Con wants them a lot lower than that. But he can wait, Still? So was it the being somebody's pet thing? Or was it the collar and chain setup? Or was it more like a double whammy, two-for-one deal? He asks with a faint, lazy smirk. Tim's nails curl against his stomach. He rests his forehead against Khan's back, and Khan can feel his breath against his bare skin. In the extremely fucked up and possessive part of me, Tim says, it was you being somebody else's pet. Experiment 13 was made to be a possession. A weapon for someone else to use and own. A copy of a far better person, and not even a fully autonomous copy. Not really anything all that different from a pet, in fact. At least so far as the absolute demand for obedience and the utter lack of choices it would have been allowed would have gone. Except pets are loved, of course. And Tim didn't just say somebody else's weapon, now did he? That's fucking creepy, man, Khan says. But of course he can't do anything but grin. You're a fully realized individual who has accomplished countless amazing things and is going to accomplish even more, Tim murmurs softly, his nails just barely digging in against Khan's skin. They don't even begin to dent it. You are indestructible and invulnerable and so, so strong. You belong to yourself and absolutely no one else. And I want you to do every single damn thing I tell you to for as long as you're in this bed. Got it, pet? Got it. Khan agrees, low and immediate, and absolutely nothing can keep back the shudder that goes up his spine when he says it. Or more like when he hears what him saying it does to Tim's heart. Fucking hell, Bernard says with something close to a laugh. You two don't half-ass your shit, huh? Not even slightly, no, Tim says, stroking his hands back up Khan's stomach and keeping his forehead pressed in tight against his back. Pet, let Bernard see you. Show him how good you look. Khan figures that's a pretty clear order to follow. He shifts just enough to let him push his tangled up suit down around his thighs, and Bernard immediately looks down at his newly exposed and already aching cock, and his eyes widen. Khan bites his lip against the stupid flash of self-consciousness, fists his hands against his half-bared thighs, doesn't cover himself back up. Holy fuck, Bernard says. Good boy, pet, Tim murmurs, and this time it's Khan's heart that reacts. What do you think, babe? You like my sweet boy? Think he's cute? Want to keep him at the foot of the bed for the weekend? I cannot even begin to explain how bad I want that without at least 6 different corkboards and a ball of string, Bernard replies, all breathless and tight, looking absolutely rapt. Khan hopes he actually is. Hopes he likes what he sees. Index cards. Thumbtacks. Maybe, like, some visual aids. Khan's skin feels hot. Visual aids, huh? Tim muses, his fingers trailing up Khan's chest. Khan's skin feels hot. I mean, he did say you could take pictures, Bernard reminds Tim helpfully. And Khan just kind of absorbs the way they're both talking, not quite past him, but also very definitely past him. He wonders if they do this regularly, if he's the latest in a long line of guest appearances in this bed, or a new and unusual experience. It doesn't matter, really. This is just not a game exactly, just for fun, nothing else. But he does still wonder. That's weird, actually, isn't it? To wonder right now? Or even to wonder that at all, maybe? He did say I could take pictures, Tim agrees in a low murmur, his fingers splaying across Khan's chest and cupping his pecs. And Khan bites his lip again and completely forgets whatever useless things he was thinking about. Tim is touching him, and Bernard is admiring him, and he really doesn't give a damn about anything like that. Pet, do you want that? Want me to take a picture of you showing yourself off all pretty like this? Just like I told you to? Yeah, Con manages roughly. Because he does want that. Because he thinks maybe Tim will like doing that. And he wants Tim to like him and this and just still remember him later, maybe. Then I'm going to, Tim says. Then lets go and leans back from him and gets off the bed. Con would feel it like a loss, but Bernard's still underneath him, and clearly invested, and anyway, it's not like he can't feel that Tim hasn't gone far. He hasn't even left the room. He's just rifling through his stuff for what Con can only assume to be a camera. Bernard puts his hands on Con's thighs. Con is weirdly into it for some reason. Well, he's always been an attention-starved moron, so yeah. He guesses any little bit of attention will do at this point. It kinda has been a while, is all. It kinda has been a while, hasn't it? Weird, he thinks absently. You know, I should have known you'd be stupidly well hung, but this is borderline ridiculous, Bernard remarks as he absolutely shamelessly gives Con's cock another look over. And Con, again, gets distracted from unnecessary thoughts. Seriously, who can you even actually fuck with that monster? It helps if they're divinely empowered or just really, really good at controlling their bodies, Con informs him wryly. Or new gods. Definitely helps if they're new gods. Okay, so not all that many civilian notches in your specific bedpost, huh? Bernard says, raising an eyebrow and still, yeah, just as shamelessly inspecting Con's cock. I mean, not for going all the way, I guess, Con says, trying not to think about Tana. Just, yeah, no. Not right now. Does it matter? Depends, I guess, Bernard says. Tim, you could have fucking warned me, you know. Warned you about what? Tim asks. Con glances back towards him again. He's holding a camera case and looking a little puzzled. Tim, Bernard says patiently, patting Con's thigh, please come over here and actually look at your boy's sidekick. Tim frowns, still looking puzzled, and comes back over with the camera case in hand. He looks at Con. Oh, he says, and blinks. So, like, both a shower and a grower here, clearly, Bernard says, gesturing at Con, who isn't sure if he's not embarrassed exactly, just... he just isn't sure what to think of what they're saying exactly. Like, they don't sound put off or bothered, which has admittedly been a thing once or twice. But they definitely aren't as delighted as Knockout was the first time she saw him hard. Con possibly should have realized this might be a thing. It has pretty frequently been a thing, in fact. But in his defense, he's been a little distracted. So yeah, he's a fucking idiot. Sorry? He attempts uncoolly, really missing the much sexier mood of a minute or two ago. There is not a damn reason that you should be, Bernard says firmly. Although, now I'm not sure I want to take my pants off because your dick is just... seriously, you bastard, your dick might be aesthetically perfect. And a highly intimidating goal to aspire to. I don't know, Tim. Do you think if I worked real hard and believed in myself, I could take it? I do not, no, Tim says. Sorry, Con repeats stupidly, still feeling a little awkward. Then Bernard wraps both his hands around his flagging erection, which definitely helps. Fuck, Con says, a shudder going up his spine. Fuck, Bernard says, giving him a little squeeze that makes him shudder even harder. You should be illegal. Seriously. Like, what is this, really? Is this like a Kryptonian thing? Or is it genetic modification from weirdos in a lab with self-esteem issues? Or, Khan says, trying not to wince. Okay, this is a total fucking mood killer of an admission to make, but no, it's a Luther thing. Tim pauses. Bernard tilts his head. Fuck off. This thing is way too pretty to be inherited from Lex Luthor, Bernard says accusingly. He's still got his hands wrapped around said thing, though Khan's trying not to concentrate on that fact too much right now. He just doesn't want to push into that grip or do anything equally pathetic and too easy. Like, not this easy, anyway. Definitely not while on this particular subject, if nothing else. Apparently not, Khan says. Jesus, Bernard says, shaking his head. Well, no wonder he's up Superman's ass all the time. I don't know who else could even handle him. Ew, Khan says, reflexively making a face. Right, sorry, no talking about how bad your evil dad wants to hate fuck your good dad when I've got my hands on your dick. That's weird as shit, Bernard says. My bad. They're not my dads, but if you keep calling them that, you are definitely gonna kill my heart on. Khan snorts, rolling his eyes. And Luther doesn't want to fuck Superman. Christ. Luther literally made himself a baby with Superman, Bernard says. On purpose and expensively. I'm sorry, dude, but he definitely wants to fuck him. He wants to fuck him so bad that the entire internet is genuinely embarrassed for him, in fact. You should see the memes and the deepfake porn. Ew, Khan groans, putting his hands over his face. Bernard snickers. I think we've gotten a little off topic here, Tim says. Khan eyes him balefully through his eyes. You think? He grumbles. And then Tim smiles at him and, fine, all right, Khan will fucking forgive anything for that. Bastard. Tim gets back on the bed with his camera case and unzips it carefully as soon as he's slipped up to the top of the bed. He leans back against the headboard as he checks the camera over. He leans back against Khan's jacket as he checks the camera over, which is a thing Khan notices, definitely. He wonders if Tim would wear it for him if he asked. Fuck, there's a thought. Bernard, regrettably, takes his hands off Khan and scoots up beside Tim, settling in against the headboard with him. Khan idly considers how Bernard might look in his jacket, too, but the mental image isn't quite as affecting as it was with Tim. Well, again, never almost fucking died or went codependently crazy or grew up to be asshole supervillains together, so yeah. Khan wants to crawl up the bed to the two of them. Wants to say something flirty and inviting or ask them to touch him or ask to touch them or... He drops his hands back to his thighs and waits instead. Tim fiddles with his camera for another moment, then brings it up and looks at Khan through it. Khan feels exposed and restless and very, very aware of how he looks right now. I'll delete these if you change your mind about them later, obviously, Tim tells him. Really? Khan replies with a deliberately cocky smirk as he tilts his head. Funny, and here I was thinking I was gonna be insulted if you didn't keep him for your personal time. Tim snaps a picture. Seriously, what did you say to Power Girl? Bernard asks with a laugh. Nothing I'm suicidal enough to repeat while she's on planet, Khan snorts, shaking his hair out of his eyes. Tim takes another picture. And then a few more. Khan isn't sure if he should be doing anything himself, but figures Tim would tell him if he were. He's not quite as into things as he was before they started getting off topic, but being the center of Tim's attention is kind of an experience, yeah, and is therefore very definitely fixing that problem. And Bernard seems to be pretty happy to be watching him again, so it's fine. Con assumes. Like, he's doing fine, he means. Tim would tell him if he wanted him to do something else. Hands behind your head, Tim says, which proves that assumption right pretty quick. Sure, Con says, and reaches up to lace his fingers together against the back of his head. Tim keeps taking pictures. Con resists the urge to fidget self-consciously, as if he's ever been the kind of person to be fucking self-conscious. At least, to be self-conscious about how he looks. For fuck's sake, he looks like Superman. Specifically, a younger and sluttier and better hung Superman. So yeah, it's kind of hard to worry too much about not providing a nice view or whatever. Except, he absolutely is worried about that right now, for some reason. Except also, Tim is still taking pictures, so... It's fine, Con reminds himself. Tim will tell him what he wants him to do, and he'll do it. No big deal. It does make it easier to relax, knowing that. Easier to get back into the mindset of a few minutes ago. Especially with Tim's very focused attention, and Bernard's appreciative eyes both on him. It makes it really easy, actually. Con may be just a little bit flustered by just how easy it actually is, in fact. You always take so many at once? He asks, mostly to distract himself from that flustered feeling. It's not like he's not used to people snapping pics of him, but this feels different. It's Tim. Not some random stranger just doing their job or collecting a souvenir. So, it feels different, yeah. Yeah, improves the likelihood of getting a good shot, Tim replies, lowering the camera to give him an assessing look. Is it too much? No, it's just, like, it's cool, I just didn't know, Con says, feeling a weird urge to flush or fidget under that look. Or... all of this, maybe. Okay, Tim says, then snaps one last shot. Suit off, pet. You don't need that right now. Sure, Con says, biting the inside of his cheek for a moment as he shifts backwards on the bed to let himself kick off his boots and suit a little easier. Tim goes back to taking pictures, and Con feels his face flush after all. He can't quite help grinning at Tim through it anyway, though. It feels a little embarrassing for literally no good reason, but it's also Tim giving him more undivided attention than he maybe ever has, so yeah, Con's not complaining at all. I know a death cult or two that'd murder an entire city to look like you, Bernard says, biting his lip around a grin of his own and visibly restraining himself from doing anything else. Just, holy fuck, man. Any requests? Con asks, grinning a little wider himself and deciding to ignore the camera to focus on Bernard instead. At least for the moment. Tim's shutter speed picks up. I have no idea how you think I could possibly choose, Bernard says. Ever! I mean, we've got all weekend, Con reminds him. We could probably get through the full list of whatever options are coming to mind and then some. Maybe if we had a month, Bernard says, and Con can't help grinning even wider. He likes the sound of that. The idea that Bernard has that many options just off the top of his head, it makes him feel pretty good, actually. Really good, actually. I think there's an obvious place to start, babe, Tim says, giving Bernard a wryly fond look. Con wonders what he'd have to do to get a similar look directed his way right now. There's a lot he would do, he's pretty sure. Obvious how? Bernard asks, and Tim smirks in an incredibly distracting fashion. Con is used to seeing that smirk in relation to making the bad guys regret every single life choice they've ever made, but in no way mind seeing it in this context. Actually, he's apparently really fucking into seeing it in this context, judging by the way the sight of it makes his gut burn and twist. I want to see you show off, pet, Tim says, slanting his eyes towards Con as his smirk ticks up just a little higher. Properly. Oh, Bernard says, his eyebrows shooting up as his face reddens. And then he grins and slants his eyes towards Khan, too. Khan wouldn't have needed half that much encouragement, honestly, but he's still not complaining. "Never let it be said that I missed a chance to display my best assets," he says, wrapping a hand around his cock with a wink and giving it a meaningful stroke, less concerned with what feels the best than what looks the best. Bernard laughs delightedly and Tim takes another picture. A picture of Khan's face, specifically. And then he tilts the camera down and takes a few shots of the hand Khan has around his cock. Khan doesn't know why Tim taking the moment to take that one quick shot of his face affects him as much as it does, but it sure as shit does affect him. "Tim," he says, not exactly meaning to say it and not sure what he wants to follow it up with. Tim glances at him over the top of his camera, eyes intent and something Khan isn't sure how to define, he guesses. "Good boy," Tim says, his eyes just as intent. "Don't stop, pet. Show us what you've got." "Sure, man," Khan says, with another easy grin, feeling just a little bit like he's on fire. Although, being on fire is generally less affecting in his experience, just, like, from a Kryptonian hybrid perspective. He settles back on his haunches, leans back just enough to put himself a little bit more on display, and strokes his cock slow and lazy. He doesn't grip himself quite as tight as he would if he weren't showing off, and doesn't use any super speed or TTK or anything similar. Tim takes a few more pictures, but neither he nor Bernard does anything to return the favor. Don't either provide any kind of show in return or reach out to touch him, or even touch each other, or themselves, as a show or not. Don't so much as take off their damn shirts. Neither of them is doing anything to distract themselves from watching him, is what Khan means by that. Fuck, that's really doing it for him. "Hell," Bernard says, raking a hand back through his hair as he stares at Khan, biting his lip again. His eyes are very, very focused. "So, like, literally no shame, huh?" "Nah," Khan replies, with a casual shrug and a crooked grin. "Not about this kind of thing, anyway." "What for?" "Myself, I could think of a few things, but in your case, fair point," Bernard says. Khan honestly has no idea what things Bernard is even coming up with, considering Bernard's the guy Tim picked. Like, in what fucking universe does that guy feel like he needs to feel self-conscious about his looks or how he is in bed? All right, it's Tim. Admittedly, he isn't ever going to be the guy who exclusively focuses on sex or looks when he picks a partner. So Khan guesses that could play into that somewhere. Somehow. And Bernard also wasn't born knowing he'd been custom designed to look like a dude most of the sector wants to fuck. And some people just get weird hang-ups over weird things anyway. Still, Tim picked him. And Khan, personally, would feel pretty damn good about himself if he were somebody Tim had picked. The mere fact that Tim answers the phone when he calls and lets him come over on the regular is already a significant contributor to his overall self-esteem and private list of reasons he's not just a stupid meathead asshole who isn't worth the S. Tim has better taste in friends than that. Which, like, Bart and Cassie have pretty decent taste too, and so do most of his other friends, but Tim is just different, he guesses. Well, Tim's his best friend, and also a weird stalker with bat-level control slash emotional issues. So, yeah. Of course Tim's different. Like, obviously he would be. "I don't know about that, man. Like, I know I'm new to this particular sexual orientation and all, but you look pretty damn good to me," Khan says, and Bernard laughs like he thinks he's joking. And Tim just looks a little fond. "That's sweet, pet," he says, snapping another picture. "Prove it." "Okay," Khan says. And he's not sure how to do that, but he really wants to, which He wants to do anything Tim tells him right now, obviously, but Bernard is the guy that's made Tim so happy. And Con, he wants that guy to get nice things for that, if nothing else. And he wants that guy to like him, too. So he looks at Bernard, just Bernard, and he thinks about what it felt like to kiss him, and the pressure of his thigh pressing up against his dick, and every single damn thing he said, and that stupid cute selfie of him and Tim, and bites his own lip around a heated grin. "I think you should fuck me first," he mentions conversationally. "Break me in a little, so Tim can get carried away when it's his turn if he wants." Tim says, for the umpteenth time, and Con feels him nearly drop the camera. Bernard's face gets even redder. "Break you in, huh?" he says, and Con looks him up and down and just sort of lets his eyes linger, kind of. Why not, right? If he can appreciate a hottie of a different flavor right now, well, then he's gonna damn well appreciate him. And Bernard really does look good to him right now, and clearly deserves the appreciation either way. "Yeah," Con says, biting his lip again. "You're fucking cute, man. I want to take a ride. Tim likes you so much, I bet you're a great time. Bet you'll make it a great time." "You don't, want Tim for your first crack at that?" Bernard asks, his face still flushed. "I mean, yeah," Con says, "because obviously, but he picked you, so it's the same difference. And I really did mean it about letting him get carried away." Con wants Tim to get carried away, he's pretty sure. Wants to see him lose a little of his self-control and feel what it feels like to have him like that. And they've got all weekend to get there, obviously, but... "He can tell me what you like better if he's not distracted, too," Con adds, "so I'll be better at it for you both." "I am not remotely concerned about you managing to be better at any of this, actually," Bernard says feelingly, making a random but expansive hand gesture. "Like, not even slightly, oh my god. If nothing else, the total lack of self-consciousness about what you want and overall willingness to listen are both really good signs for what kind of fuck you're gonna be." "Yeah," Con says, feeling a little flattered and a lot heated, and thinks about Bernard getting up between his thighs the same way he thought about Tim doing it when the idea first came up, and really likes the thought. He doesn't even know what it'd feel like, but he pictures either of them paying that much attention to him, either of them touching him that much, either of them so close as to be literally inside him, and he really, really likes the thought. "Definite, yeah," Bernard says firmly. Con feels the urge to crawl up the bed to him, to put himself right in his lap and just go from there, maybe. He wants to know how it'd feel. It'd be good, right? Like, enough people like getting fucked, obviously it'd be good. And he trusts Tim to make sure it's good, either way, and by extension, trusts Bernard the same way. Tim wouldn't like the guy so much if he weren't trustworthy like that. Like, obviously he wouldn't. Even if he would, Con thinks it's still safe to feel like Tim wouldn't let him be a dick to him. Just not after everything. Definitely not. "Don't forget what you're doing, Pat," Tim says, and Con remembers. Right, he's supposed to be showing off here. He literally still has a hand around his dick, even. But it just didn't seem as important as the conversation. As proving that he likes how Bernard looks, and that he thinks he's... He isn't exactly sure how that thought wants to end, but he wants Bernard to like him. He really, really wants that. And he wants Tim to get carried away with him, too. "Yeah," Con murmurs, just a little bit breathlessly, and strokes his cock again, grips it a little tighter, and squeezes the head on the upstroke, sliding the pad of his thumb across the slit. Tim snaps another picture. Con really does hope Tim keeps the pictures. Hopes Tim uses the pictures. That's, yeah, he definitely wants that. Like, more than he would have expected to, probably. He wouldn't have minded Tim jacking off to the thought of him before this. He knows he would have teased him over it if he'd known, but been flattered and smug for sure. But Tim jacking off to the memory of him? He's a little more into that, for obvious reasons. Way, way more into that, actually. Tim, he says, and strokes himself a little tighter. Am I? You're doing perfect, pet, Tim promises, and Con can't repress a little shudder. You look so pretty like this. Doesn't he look pretty, Bernard? He looks like the kind of wet dream that would have mortified our sex ed teacher, Bernard says, and Con half chokes on a laugh. Fuck, this guy is fun, isn't he? Oh, you're laughing, but you never met Mr. Alvarez. He could not have handled you, man. He would have been vaporized in your mere presence. Dude couldn't even handle us playing Superhero Edition Fuck, Marry, Kill. In Gotham? Con asks with a grin. Yeah, no fucking wonder, man. Nightwing swept for Mary, obviously, Bernard informs him. Personally, I had to say Batgirl for the sake of my sexuality crisis, but he had my hand in marriage in my heart. Same, but with Robin, Tim agrees. Honey, Bernard says, that is the kinkiest thing I've ever heard you say. Oh my god, do you have a secret clone from your superhero antics that you're holding out on me about the existence of? The Robin before me, Bernard, Tim says, flushing slightly. Con considers how Jason grew up and decides that Tim absolutely had the right idea there. Like, he invested early and got rewarded. Superboy and Impulse are the ones who have clones. I just have, like, Nightwing and some occasionally murderous co-workers who moonlight as siblings. Too bad, Con says, biting his lip again. I would have been up for a foursome. Ugh, Tim says. Oh my god, I want to put my dick in you so badly! Bernard groans, covering his face with his hands. Not yet, Tim says. It'll be easier for him to take you if he comes first. He'll be more relaxed. Factually, I know that, Bernard says, then gestures pointedly at Con. But also, look at him, babe. Tim takes another picture. Con feels hot. I'm looking, Tim says, tilting his camera to focus on Con's face again. Con actually blushes a little at that, which is fucking ridiculous of him, but apparently is happening anyway. Pet, be a good boy and make yourself feel good for me. Okay, Con says roughly, and it is way, way too easy to listen. He worries a little less about how he looks and a little more about how he feels and strokes himself with brutal, efficient, pet, Tim says gently, giving Con a look over the top of his camera. Be sweeter than that with yourself. Con nearly bites his tongue. He should say something back to that, probably. Flirt, or make a joke, or at least just acknowledge the instruction. Instead, he makes a very stupid-sounding noise and stutters mid-stroke of his cock. Tim smiles at him past the camera, snaps another pic. Con wants so bad to crawl up the bed to him, but Tim hasn't told him to do that. Tim just told him to make himself feel good and to be sweet with himself for it. He doesn't know if he knows how to do that right, but he really, really wants Tim to tell him he's doing perfect again. So he's sure as shit gonna do his damnedest to figure it out. Yeah, sure, he manages, just a little belatedly, and tries to think, what does he like? When he's getting sweet from a partner. He almost never bothers taking his time with himself, but his hands are too big to really remind him of Cassie's or Tana's. And Knockout was never once any kind of sweet. Greta's hands were cold and barely corporeal the time they slept together. And also, she wasn't exactly at her most emotionally stable at that time. And Sissy and Anita's were both calloused, where his own really aren't. He never did much with Roxy, but she wasn't usually especially affectionate or prone to taking her time either, just urgent and eager and excitable. Steph's hands are warm, but also a lot more callous than his own, and also tend toward eager impatience. Cass's hands aren't anything like his either, all scars and calluses and probably the smallest of every partner he's considered so far, except for maybe Greta's, but for sweet. Cass was always sweet to him, he thinks, and touches himself a bit more like she did. The handful of times they fell in together softens his grip on his cock and minimizes the reflexive, rough efficiency of his strokes. Spends a little more time on working himself up before really committing. Thinks of carefully sculpted clouds and the first breath of air after drowning, and being touched by someone he knew for a fact knew how to hurt him even past his powers, but wasn't ever going to. And puts his free hand on the side of his neck and just sort of slides it up a little and sort of pets himself just a little. Not in a sexy way or a stimulating one, just... Tim told him to be sweet with himself, and he always likes it when somebody touches him just to touch him, without even necessarily wanting anything out of it. Which, they're literally all in bed together, and about to have an actual sexcapade of a long weekend, obviously, but it's still something he likes. So, like, why wouldn't he do it, if that's what Tim wants? That's better, Tim hums approvingly, taking a few more pictures, and Con feels warm and restless and just wants him. Not even in a way he can pin down to a specific desire, just in any way he can get him. As long as it's Tim, and Tim's giving a fuck, he thinks, he'd be fine with just about anything. Honestly, it feels like he'd be fine with anything if it was Tim wanting it from him. He knows it's not true. Knows there's things even Tim could do that upset him or put him off or just be weird and uncomfortable. But it doesn't feel that way. More of that, pet, Tim instructs, and Con listens, curls his fingers against his pulse and around his cock, and bites back a noise that wants to be a little too close to a whine, and just tries to be sweet to himself, at least as best he knows how. It feels... Jesus, you listen so good, Bernard says, watching him appreciatively and making him feel even warmer. How am I ever supposed to watch you two work together on the news again without getting stupidly horny about it? Are Young Justice mission reports just my new porn now? You'd get too distracted coming up with new superhero conspiracy theories to get off, Tim says wryly, his mouth corking up at the corner as he takes another picture. Normally, I would agree with you, but normally you haven't brought home the literal dictionary definition of good boy and put him at the foot of the bed, Bernard says. Like, all my current superhero conspiracy theories are related to exciting new forays into kink and how cute I think your super boy toy would look trying to keep himself in handcuffs. Keep myself in handcuffs? Con asks a little stupidly, tightening his grip on his cock without exactly meaning to. I mean, I assume you could snap any pair we had access to like it was tinsel, so you'd have to really be behaving to keep yourself from doing that, Bernard says reasonably. And Con feels his face flush hotly. Handcuffs are like kink 101, but just the way Bernard phrases it, the idea is he could do that, he thinks. He could behave like that. If Tim wanted him to, anyway. Hell, maybe even if just Bernard did at this point. Not yet, babe. That'd be too much for his first time getting fucked, Tim says, and Con has to bite back another would-be whine. Yeah, good point, Bernard agrees with a nod, his eyes trailing consideringly along Con's wrists. Con feels warmer and warmer, has to force himself to stay sweet with himself and not get impatient. And even if it weren't, I really want him to be able to hold on to us for that. Con does not succeed in biting back the whine this time. Me too, Tim says, eyes just barely glittering. That'll be really cute. Tim, Con half chokes, unable to hold back the shudder either. He wants to wrap them both up in his TTK and hold on to them right now, but he doesn't know if that's something he's allowed to do when they're not directly touching him and doesn't quite have the words to ask. He can feel them passively, at least, but it doesn't feel like enough, doesn't feel like holding on. And he has never in his entire fucking life found being called cute hot, but right now, it is just really, really doing it for him. "You're doing so good, pet," Tim says, all soothing and approving. And Con feels kind of like he's on fire again. He keeps his TTK to himself, barely, and flattens his palm against his neck, sliding it down to grip his shoulder, keeps the hand around his cock steady and slow, stays sweet, as sweet as he can figure out how to, at least. "This is actually going to kill me, Tim," Bernard says. "Like, a full disclosure, your boy's going to get off and I'm going to die. Sorry about that. But if you wanted me to live, maybe you two should have been worse at this. You seriously never even kissed him before today?" "He'd have done this for me if I'd never even kissed him at all," Tim says, taking a few more pictures. "Wouldn't you, pet?" "Yeah, I would have," Con breathes as he leans in just a little closer towards the two of them. "Because, yeah, he would have. He'd do a lot of things for Tim, and that, yeah, he'd definitely have done that. Especially if Tim had kissed him for doing it." "See?" Tim says, glancing to Bernard, who just laughs roughly and rakes a hand through his hair again. "Jesus," he says. "Yeah, of course he would have. You guys have already been doing this for years anyway." Con thinks about every time he's risked his life on Tim's orders and thinks about the idea that Tim never once thought about anything like this any single one of those times. That Tim maybe remembered those times later, maybe thought of him this way, and maybe touched himself to any of that, like Con's touching himself right now. Fuck, okay, now he feels like he's on fire. "Tim," he says pleadingly, not even sure what he's asking for. Tim smiles at him and snaps another picture, and Con immediately feels less like he's on fire, and more like his own heat vision's about to burn him from the inside out. Just fuck. Fuck. He wants to come, and he wants Tim close enough to be inside him, and he wants... "If you're saying his name like this when he isn't even touching you, I cannot wait to hear how you're going to say it once he's actually inside you," Bernard muses. And Con makes a strangled noise and digs his fingers into his collarbone as his dick spits pre-cum. "Fuck, man," he chokes. "No wonder Tim likes this guy." "Ngh," Tim says, visibly tightening his grip on his camera. Con can't quite hold back another shudder, can't quite keep himself from leaning towards them a little more. If Tim kissed him right now, he's pretty sure he'd just come for it. He's pretty close to it either way, so it's not like it'd be hard. "His cock is literally my favorite, so you can look forward to that," Bernard informs Con. And Tim exhales roughly, and Con just keeps touching himself and tries to imagine it, and... though he probably won't last as long as usual, since it's you. Con feels a stab of heat through his gut and comes with a hoarse, choked curse, and Tim's camera shutter clicks rapidly. Con can hear Tim's heartbeat spiking and his own stutter. He feels dizzy and overwhelmed, and it's so much better than just jerking off quick and being done with it. Because he did it for Tim and did it the way Tim wanted him to do it. Did it so he could get fucked easier. So he could get Tim and his boyfriend both inside him because they both want that. Want him like that. And he wants it too right now. Fuck, he thinks senselessly, still shuddering through his aftershocks. Still listening to the shudder of Tim's camera click and click and click again. There's cum smeared all over his hand and dripped down onto the sheets, and he thinks, vaguely, that now the bed is going to smell like him the same way it already does Tim and Bernard. That's a really distracting thought. Fuck. "Yeah, pretty sure I'm straight up dead now," Bernard mutters under his breath, his voice a little rough. Con bites his lip and can't stop shuddering. Minus the straight, obviously. Good boy, Tim murmurs so, so tenderly. And Con makes a pathetic little whimper of a sound and snaps his eyes shut. That tone is a lot right now. Always so good for me, Tim says, his tone still just as tender. And Con's chest immediately feels tight. You come so pretty, pet. I'm going to keep these photos for as long as you let me. Con shudders harder one last time and honestly considers just face-planting into the damn mattress for a minute or 12 while his stupid brain reboots. Or Tim's lap, maybe. Tim could teach him how to suck his cock if he did that. That'd be... He really wants him to do that, actually. Yeah. Well, he really liked getting taught how to eat a girl out back in the day, and always likes new partners teaching him how to get them off the best. So it's not really any different from that, he figures. Like, obviously, even if he's all pink kryptonited right now, he'd still like the same kinds of things, just translated or whatever, adapted. He tries to figure out if he can ask for that, if it'd be, like, okay. Probably, right? He's never heard of a guy turning down a free blowjob, even one coming from someone who's new to the experience of being on the giving end. Actually, he's known plenty of guys who think that's hot, and Tim and Bernard hadn't seemed to mind when he said he might need some advice on how to do it right, and they both seem pretty into the idea of being his first time getting fucked, so, like, probably, yeah. But also, more than Con wants to ask if he can do that, he wants Tim to just tell him to do it. So he's not really sure which of those options is going to win out in the end here, but, well, he's not going to complain either way himself. He makes himself open his eyes again and feels a little overheated again at the sight of the intent look on Tim's face and Bernard's pleased grin. He remembers to let go of his cock a little bit belatedly and a little bit absent-mindedly, and glances towards the nightstand to see if Tim has any tissues or anything over there, since wiping his cum off on the sheets feels kind of rude, even if he's already admittedly shot half his load onto them anyway. And Tim tilts his head and looks considering. "Ever actually tasted yourself before?" he asks casually. "Jesus, babe!" Bernard chokes while Con's brain triggers a hard restart or five. He blinks, slow and blurry, and then he lifts his cum sticky fingers to his mouth and drags his tongue up them, just once. Tim immediately takes a picture, and Con can't quite hold back the heavy-eyed, heated grin he gives him over it. Not that he's really trying to, admittedly. "Now I have." He purrs, and then goes back to licking his fingers clean one at a time, lazy and languid and showing off. Tim takes more pictures, and Bernard mumbles a few very impassioned curses under his breath. Con curls his tongue around his ring finger and idly assesses the taste of his cum. He really hasn't tasted it before. Never saw the point in doing it deliberately, and he's never gone bareback with anyone, so he's never even tasted any trace of it while kissing or eating out a partner. But it's not really what he would have expected, to be honest. He always hears it's supposed to be salty or bitter, but it tastes sweet and metallic to him. He kind of likes it, to be honest, and wonders. "What do you think, hun?" Tim asks Bernard. "I think you have very good taste in friends," Bernard replies approvingly. And Tim laughs, and Con feels a weird, warm twist in his gut. It feels nice. And it means he's doing good, right? Means they both like him. He likes them, so he hopes so. He likes them a lot, actually. "I want you to know, it's genuinely paining me that I can't ethically make you taste me right now," Tim says as he glances back to Con, who nearly shudders again at the implied offer there. "I have never in my life been so disappointed not to be fluid bonded with a person, in fact." "Yeah, I very much get the feeling, Bernard agrees. Khan wonders if that means they're fluid bonded, and if maybe that means he'll get to see them do, well, something fluid bonded, he guesses. Fuck, there's a thought. And he's not actually stupid enough to say, you know what, fuck the condoms. But now part of him kind of wishes he were. You really want to come in my mouth that bad, fearless leader? He jokes teasingly, grinning at Tim again, now that his fingers are all spit slick and licked clean, and dropping both his hands down to his thighs. Tim takes several more pictures. At this point, I want to come inside you, he retorts frankly. Khan bites his lip and doesn't quite squirm, but... Yeah? He asks. If it comes out sounding a little breathless, well, Tim started it, saying something like that. Fuck, Tim mutters, tightening his grip on his camera again. Please don't tell me you'd like that idea. A good boy wouldn't lie to you, Rob. Khan says, and lets himself just barely lick his lips, as he thinks just a little bit about what that might be like. Fuck, Tim repeats, covering his face with his hand as he does that whole breathing like the doors are gonna blow in thing again. Holy shit, man, Bernard says, his expression all wide-eyed and delighted. Pink kryptonite is my new favorite thing. Honestly, Khan kind of agrees.